The Guardian.
I would probably describe it as an erotic boutique or a curiosity shop. I always consider that when the journey of walking into Coco de Mer literally opens people's curiosity that they might not have entertained before. And really the way that the curiosity arises, because it's wrapped in beauty, and beauty makes anything permissible. So whereas somebody might recoil in horror at the notion of doing a certain sexual act, when you present it with a twist that encompasses beauty and great quality, then suddenly it becomes a consideration.
What's the best-selling product?
It's very tricky. I think the thing is what I've learned about the sex market is that when you're providing something new, at first it doesn't sell, right? People come to it, they kind of circle it like a cat, sniffing, edging towards it, and then like a year later it'll be your bestseller, right? You're like, how can that product have no sales and then a year later it's sold? It's because basically people's imagination go from recoiling in horror to going, that's not so bad, like how do you use that, to that's kind of interesting, to I'm gonna buy it, right? There's a whole process which is actually an emotional process. And when people say, you know, you can't apply the same retail rules to sex, because actually it's emotional. You know, when you buy a pair of shoes, the parameter is pretty simple. It's, do they fit? Do I visually like them? When will I wear them? And what will I wear them with? Right? You know, it's quite basic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you buy a sex tool, a lot of the times that people haven't even tried it, right? So you have to engage the imagination in probably one of the most private moments of your life, right? And it's quite a big ask for a consumer. That's why people in my shop come in and they spend an hour, right? They spend an hour looking around. It's very interesting.
Your shops can be quite intimidating.
Yeah, it can be quite intimidating, because it basically is confronting each individual about what they desire. And there is nothing more vulnerable than revealing yourself and your sexual desires. We think we're a liberated society, but actually we're not.
I want to move on now and talk to you about Bondage for Freedom.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Well, Bondage for Freedom is the activist arm of Coco de Mer. It creates a platform where I can and talk and also contribute to all of the things that I'm politically interested in. And as I said, before I opened up Coco de Mer, I was a full-time activist. Coco de Mer was a response to what I felt was a necessity for us as human beings to have a dialogue about, in terms of internally and also politically, right? And but I've always been a campaigner, and I've always wanted to turn Coco de Mer into like the sexiest Oxfam in history, essentially. And I work with a lot of different organizations, NGOs and charities and individuals. I work with Helen Bamber Foundation, Reprieve. I'm working next year, we're doing a Honey Bee, Save the Bee campaign. We're working with a number of different organizations.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.